need to do that and tell them that you want to.
Everybody can take their seats. We'll go ahead and get started.
Probably next year.
Morning. I would like to call this meeting to order at this time. I would also like to ask as a courtesy to you, to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received a notice of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Director Nancy Porter indicated that she would not be present at the meeting, and so far we're only missing Director Bennis. As part of that, Director Porter has suffered a loss in her family. I hope everybody will keep her in their thoughts and prayers during this time. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on. I have no cards at this time. Are there any? Seeing none, that no one wishes to speak.
Oh, we'll move.
I'm sorry. Okay, you can bring me your card, please. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while we can, you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the board notice. That is not our requirement. It is state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. I have a card for Mr. Robert Aldrich, Southern Lakes. Mr. Aldrich.
I'm here this morning in behalf of my client, Southern Lakes and Legion, which is a company that's developing some land on the north end of Possum Kingdom Lake. Since 2006, maybe early 2007, Southern Lakes, has been to get some access to the lake for its development through boat ramps. It plans to build a dry storage stack on its own property, but it needs boat ramps. A boat ramp one now to get down to the lake. It has been approved for this, but there was a misunderstanding with respect to what was going to be given up and or given. And it wasn't until early this summer sometime that some discussions took place between Southern Lakes and your staff, Mr. Randy Malone and others. In that meeting, it was made clear that the Brazos River Authority wants Southern Lakes to give up a valuable interest in real estate before it, the BRA, will consider one boat ramp from the fee land over this use reservation area down to the lake and some courtesy docks. Something that the BRA over the years has granted many times to individuals, developers, corporations, and the like. Now, and that's really the rub. My client came back and said, okay, I do not want to engage in any kind of negotiations or argument about this use reservation. And this use reservation, I invite you to study it, arose out of a settlement of a condemnation lawsuit in 1946. In 1946, the plaintiffs in that condemnation suit settled the lawsuit by taking a reservation of the land between the take line, which is about the 2010 line, and the 1,000-foot MSL line. They deeded that land to the Brazos River Authority, but accepted the use of it back to any of the grantors or any of the grantors' subsequent title holders. As you might well imagine, he who has the use of property enjoys the value of the property. Now, the BRA's own appraisers have appraised that property at this one area, only one 1.7 area acre tract that we're talking about today, have appraised that at about 40 grand. However, they have said an unrestricted appraisal on that 1.7 acres is $100,000. In this case, there are approximately 100 acres. Now, the Brazos River Authority's appraisers from Integra have purposely, and they were asked to do it, nothing bad, but they've omitted considering that use reservation. If one does not omit considering that use reservation, then the value of that strip or of that reservation goes to the person or entity that has the use of it. Well, of course, that is Southern Lakes and Leisure. The value of that is somewhere in the neighborhood for the whole 200 acres of $8 million. So what you have is a request by an abutting landowner on Possum Kingdom Lake to have one boat ramp and some courtesy docks in order for it to proceed with and get its development done. And yet, the BRA's staff, at least, will not present this to the board, and we have been told unequivocally by your general manager through your staff that unless Southern Lakes is willing to cede this reserved land to the BRA, the BRA will not consider this request for one boat ramp. Now, I bring this to your attention this morning to ask that you explore this, ask your staff about it, and find out what's going on. Because what's happening here is just not fair to my client, and it's really not fair if you haven't been apprised of it, and I don't know that you haven't been apprised of it. But that's the only reason I'm here this morning, that's to talk about that, to bring it to your attention, and to ask that you take a look at it and do something about it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Aldrich. I also have a card for Joe Staley, coming on FERC and legislation concerning Set Ranch and Costello Island.
Good morning. I am Joe Staley, and glad to be happy to be here again this morning to discuss with you just a couple of things. As you all know, in certain instances, I have been represented the opposition to this board insofar as certain things that we've tried to establish. And I'm here today to tell you that I hope that's over with, and I hope that we can work together. I want to be on your side, and I want us all to be together. And I want to see if in this legislative session we can't really come up with something. I think that my clients and I, along with PKLA, can be very helpful and accommodating, and we can all come out of this thing a lot better off than if we stand off like two battleships firing at each other and trying to see who will sink and who will stay. So that's why I'm here today to discuss that with you. As you know, I'm one of the lawyers that filed with FERC to try to get that FERC order explained. I'm not opposing what you did. We just want to get it further explained for your staff as well as for us so that we know where we're going. We just want to clarify. Main thing we want to clarify is what Robert just talked about, and that's that 25-foot strip that is between the 1,000-foot mean sea level line and what is going to be able to be utilized for that. There's some fears, and you need to understand those fears, and that is not that this board would ever do it, but if that's owned in fee, that means that you have all those rights. There's no reason that it can't be fenced off, and these properties fenced off from the lake. We need access across there. Insofar as an easement is concerned, that easement can be utilized in various ways to where it can be cut down or cut open, and there are a lot of different things that can happen where you wouldn't have full and total access to the lake. So we're asking you to consider selling that and giving an easement to FERC rather than giving an easement to the homeowners, and let excuse me, and let them have full and fair use of that. In addition to that, that would be a public property, and that means that if it's a public easement, that people can walk across the front yard. If you got a house up there and there's a 25-foot strip across the front of there and that's public, anybody who wants to can come walking across your yard. And so that people want the privacy. That's what they think they have. That's what they have with their leases at this point, and they'd like to continue having that. But more importantly, we also think that you should dispose of all the land that's not necessary for the use of the Brazos River Authority. You've heard me before, and I won't go back into it again, saying about why that needs to be done. It is excess property. Your statute does not permit you to own and use those properties for recreational purposes nor for home sites. And we don't want to get into that fight. We want to stay away from that. And the easiest way to shy away from that would be for us to, for you all to please work with us, work with your staff, and come up with a way to dispose of all that property. Lastly, the thing I want to talk about is the legislature. And the fact of that is that it's time that we stop playing my lobbyist can whip your lobbyist. It's time that we go down there together and try to see if we can't come up before the legislative session with something that the Brazos River Authority and the homeowners and the landowners around the lake can sponsor together. If that will happen, the chances of it passing and the chances of it being acceptable for the most numbers of people will come to fruition. And we are willing to work with you. I have an appointment with your staff next week to attempt to talk about that, to work with Mr. Ford, to work with the board if I need to. And lastly, I want to tell you that Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst and I had a discussion about that. He's extremely interested in that happening. I know he's talked to Phil Ford about it. And I think that if we want to be successful for all of us, that's the way to go. And I can tell you that I think that if we do that and if we work on it, the Lieutenant Governor will be in our corner, and that will get it done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Staley. Are there any other cards for commentary? Seeing none, we will move into the consent agenda.